Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
That's what I said. That is my intro. That's how I start. You don't repeat what I start.
You don't repeat what I start.
There you go. Well, thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show. Subscribe on iTunes.
What a beautiful day today. Wow, the sky's clear. It's been clear for a week now, I think. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous out there.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. Well, Chameleon, a lot has happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot.
Where do we start?
I mean, you got a homeless woman who was homeless yesterday and now she's getting a record deal.
I know.
With a Grammy producer. That is amazing.
How does that work?
You know what? It turns out. Okay, first of all, the backstory on her, she is from Russia. She came here, you know, following her dreams, and apparently she would perform with a violin. The violin got stolen, and then one thing led to another, and she ended up homeless because I guess, you know, she couldn't really perform or audition without her violin or something like that. I mean,
lost without her instrument. I mean, I know exactly what she's going through.
I remember a musician once said that he believes because his guitar, his long time standing guitar, was stolen from the airport. And he said that he really believes that there's a special place in hell for guitar thieves.
Oh, that's funny.
He's like, I'm not religious, but if there's a hell, there's a special place in hell for guitar thieves. Because, you know, it's someone's precious instrument, and it's just so cruel to take that away from someone. They are emotionally attached to it, you know?
Yeah. No, they are, and I am. So don't think about stealing my cajon, because there's a special place in hell for cajon thieves.
As well.
That's right.
But it's incredible, you know, she's now on her way, and
so how does this work? Okay, so she's playing the violin and somehow it gets stolen. Mm-hmm. And then how does she go on GoFundMe or something?
When someone
saw her without the...
She was on the streets. She's been living in the streets for about like a couple years, I believe. And then LAPD footage, I think it was one of those, you know, officers that patrol the stations. Uh-huh. One of the officers took a video of her singing in the subway.
Oh, okay.
And then they uploaded that, and it just kind of went from there.
Viral,
it went viral, and then, yeah, she became known. And
you know that police officer probably got a little cut off that, too. Because he has his own YouTube video. He posted it on YouTube.
No.
It went viral. Millions of views.
I believe it was the LAPD.
So the LAPD
official.
Is now rich. I don't know. It's...
You guys don't know this, but they are her manager now. They're managing this woman.
And they're protecting her, too.
Well,
protecting and serve. See?
I have a strange theory about this.
Do you really? Let's hear it.
Strange. You gotta see Chameleon's dance moves. If you don't, you're missing out. Okay, Facebook
well, we'll
Live
talk about...
on LA Talk Radio.
Mm.
You're missing out if you can't see his dance moves. But my strange theory.
Okay.
That's a disco strut. Is she's from Russia? We got a lot of this Russia probing going on.
Russia probing.
See. She's really a spy.
What?
She's really an undercover Russian spy. And she's going to infiltrate America by infiltrating the music industry.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's my strange theory.
Okay. Now, you think that she's just... She's trying to get not only a free violin.
She's trying to get a free ride.
Trying to get a free ride too.
And a free record deal. I'm kidding, you guys. It's a strange theory. But this past about a week and a half, I was thankful. I was grateful to be able to be on set of a new show airing on CBS. And I was the stand-in for a kid actor.
Okay.
That was lots of fun.
And don't ask what the show is. Well, I don't want to get emails flooded because she can't, she cannot disclose it. It is private information, confidential. I'm sorry. We can't disclose it.
Well, the main reason why I don't really want to discuss the name of the show is because of the following experience.
Okay.
You know, I was really grateful for the opportunity. I still am. I learned a lot. It really felt like 2 weeks of boot camp on set, almost. It felt that way because I was, you know, doing something that I'm not too familiar with doing before. And there's a lot, you know, in the big studios that goes on before they actually shoot a scene. It's very, very different from doing independent filmmaking and so on and so forth. Obviously, it's you know, big studios. You're in actual studio location. It's kind of a big deal. It's kind of a big deal. But, you know, a lot of the times shows like to create, like, that particular show characters that celebrate a strong Latina, you know? Especially because it has to do with law. It's kind of a, you know, a law and order type of show.
Okay.
However, they don't really appreciate them in real life, or they don't know how. This particular show had two Latinas.
Sorry, did you just get? You didn't catch me drooling, did you?
A little bit,
yeah. Damn.
But
sorry about that.
This particular show had two Latinas
that
were one of the leading ladies of the show, and it really shocked me how a Latina can trash talk another up and comer. Because she believes she's made it big now.
What? Talking. Why are you talking? Talking all that smack.
Cash me outside. Yeah. In you know, in this industry, everyone is disposable.
Yeah.
And everyone's replaceable at any time. But
they have a giant trash can. Just for those kind of people, and they just dispose of them.
That's where they go.
Yep.
They go in the back. But a positive attitude counts for a lot, I think. What do you think, Chameleon?
I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said?
But a positive attitude counts for a lot.
That's right.
You know, kindness, real kindness, not the kind that you just post on your social media accounts.
Right.
But real kindness in the way that you act towards others really counts for a lot. This particular woman I'm referring to bashed me because I haven't been on camera much.
Mm.
Not because I did something legitimately wrong to her or, you know, because I just wronged anyone, but because she didn't believe that I deserved to be given a real shot because my resume isn't as lengthy as hers might be. I could tell certain people felt, you know, a bit different, but in the end they bowed down to this woman that manipulates the flock.
Right.
Apparently she had already gotten a principal actor fired.
Ooh.
Yes, I heard from another, you know, you could say coworker.
Mm-hmm.
She had gotten a principal actor fired because she was being flirty with him, and then, as the story goes, she then turned around. You know, she was asking for attention. He was giving it to her,
mm-hmm.
and then she turned around and said that he was harassing her.
She stabbed him in the back.
You should turn around and, you know, made it seem like she was the victim. He was being out of line.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, she's a tumor in the show, if you ask me.
Okay.
This woman from day one, okay, couldn't even look at me. It was as if I was an insect to her, although she didn't even know me. Mm-hmm. I never met that woman. I haven't done anything to her.
Right.
You know, it's one thing because that's how I react when someone personally has attacked me, done something to me. I don't even want to look
calling.
At you. Right. I don't even want to look at you.
Right.
Why do that? Why bother? But no, this is very, very different. You know, I've never met this woman, never ever spoke with her before. And, you know, I remember an interview that Tom Cruise was on many years ago, and he said, some people just want to hate.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to hate. They see a light in you, and they just hate you for it.
Yeah.
That's true. They're insecure. They have no sense of self. I'm glad, in fact, I haven't been around the block like her, because it's better to have self and no audience than to have no self in an audience, in my opinion.
I am Jenny from the block. Isn't it?
That absolutely has nothing to do with what we're discussing. But
I am Jenny from the block.
Furthermore, I believe that proves, you know, that happiness comes from within. I mean, if you have, you know, this great opportunity on a show, being one of the leading cast members, why are you wasting your time on someone who you claim is a nobody?
Right. You shouldn't be wasting time.
So then why are you putting so much hatred towards bashing that person if indeed, you know, that person's a nobody? I mean, I wouldn't even name that person if I felt such a way.
Sounds like she was intimidated, jealous, envied.
Perhaps.
All three of them combined.
That's something only God knows.
That's right.
He sees the hearts of men, but...
And women.
And well, men, men, woman, men, you know, it's kind of like a gender
neutral thing.
Neutral thing. It okay. is. It really is. I mean, it's been there for
it's
centuries
been there forever.
Now. Forever. Yeah. But, you know, happiness has nothing to do with your external circumstance, everything from within. And what shocks me is how the director hasn't picked up on this yet. Maybe he will soon, I don't know, but I know I was under scrutiny because, you know, I was new. I made a few mistakes that others would make here and there, but it would go unnoticed because they were familiar to them. And I understand that, you know, I'm not bitter at, you know, it is a business, and I understand that I'm really not bitter, but it's just disappointing when you can have bad-mouth, negative, toxic members of the cast and everyone misses the point because she claims to be, what, a strong woman, giving her opinion, but no, it's called trash talk, whether you're
right.
a woman or a man. A real artist suffers in silence. They put their heart to the craft. They're not occupied with bashing someone else. That's my opinion on that. I just wonder if she put as much energy into remembering her lines, as much as she would trash talking others, maybe she would be better. Because she was constantly forgetting her lines. So maybe if she would put more into remembering and really being focused, then, you know, you might see something else there. But, you know, what can I say?
I think you said it all.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
If you're really a strong woman, you don't need to bash someone else. You know, a strong woman perseveres, doesn't toxicify their surroundings. See, this is the part. This is the part where.
Oh.
See, Chameleon has this giant.
Hey, get off!
Infection on the side of his hand.
She's trying to.
If you barely
you have a dilemma on my eczema.
If you barely touch it. Oh, it's so disgusting. Do not show that.
Do you see that?
Do not show that.
See that?
Do not show that. That is so gross.
It's going away, but after you just penetrated it and stub
I,
your...
I barely
it's
going to
take
it.
A while.
I barely even touched it.
You've hurt me.
Anyhow, to wrap it up, this is where I have to salute Shonda Rhimes.
Is that Busta Rhymes' sister?
No. Have you not heard of Shondaland?
Shondaland.
She is so big, she has her own land now. No. Shonda Rhimes.
Uh-huh.
She's one of the top.
All right, guys. It wasn't that funny. Take it easy. It wasn't that funny, guys. Come on. God, you guys are small-minded. All right, move on.
Because of your little cheesy joke. No, but Shonda Rhimes has this thing where she has a vetting, an a-hole background check vetting. Have you ever heard of this?
A background check vetting? No.
Okay. So, an a-hole background check policy where she makes sure negative, snaky manipulators aren't going to infiltrate her show.
Really? It's like a whole screening?
Everyone goes through it. Even the crew. The camera guys, everyone.
Smart.
She's big on that, and I feel for directors that have a vision but are easily influenced by the opinion of one person that instigates the rest of the cast. If you have the vision, go with that. Don't listen to trash, because eventually that's where your show will end up.
That's right. Hey, that's a good thing.
And I believe that, one of the reasons why Shonda Rhimes is so big, and she has, by the way, one of the longest running shows, Grey's Anatomy, on television right now.
Yeah.
Clearly she's doing something right. So what is that she's doing? She is making sure that everyone is as professional and has as much of a positive mindset as possible, because that's very important. You know how many shows are on and they're cut the next?
Yeah.
And why? Why is that? Well, maybe Shonda Rhimes can help you out there.
True.
Maybe, people, producers, directors can learn something from her and go with that.
Well, I know that this person has nothing on you, and eventually karma's going to catch up to her.
Well,
and something's going to get canceled. She's going to get the boot. Whatever. Something's going to happen.
Well, that's the thing about karma. It always comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end,
karma.
You really hurt yourself.
Yeah.
But in other news, Oktoberfest started off with a blast. Literally.
Oh, my God. It did.
It started off with a bang. Oh. Where do you have a drop for that or what?
No, I don't have a drop for your bang. There it is.
There you go. Wow, that sounds awful.
Well, tell me about this.
I don't know. That's all I know. There was an explosion. Next.
No, you have a little bit more detail.
No, a transformer exploded.
At the Oktoberfest.
At the Oktoberfest.
I have a theory about this. And me, I work with electronics and some electricity. Low voltage mainly, but still there, I think. Now, first of all, when a transformer explodes, that's a big deal. When it reaches up to the pole and explodes, it's something within that pole. It's something within, maybe it wasn't terminated properly, something up there, because if it would explode down at the industrial or to, a home or something, that's usually an indicator that something is wrong in your box, your electrical panel. Something was not, working properly. I'm not an electrician, but, hey, you got to stay awake.
Oh,
this is very important. This could save your life. It concerns you.
But first, a quick message. Navitas Organics, delicious superfood. Ready to eat with one bite.
Oh, can I have one?
No, you may not.
Oh, okay.
Even though you bought it. Absolutely splendid. You can have that one. Gulp.
I got it.
Hold on. Go, do it. Oh, I saw it hit your tooth and then it bounced off.
It's my tongue.
Oh.
I have a bouncy tongue. Boing. Yes, thank you. So that was my theory. So if something happened, it happened on top of the pole. And that's what created the frequencies, and something got short fused, and then a transformer exploded. Too much voltage, something's going on there. I don't know. They're investigating actually right now, but
You're on top of it.
I'm on top of it, and we do actually, we have a little audio of what happened that moment and that time. It just happened, what, yesterday?
It did.
Yeah. So let's take a listen. Oh my gosh.
I feel something emerge from my vagina.
I have cut the top of his penis.
Get me out of here!
My gosh. It was very traumatizing over there. I'm glad I wasn't there.
I don't think a man would have wanted to be anywhere near there.
No, no way. Get the hell out of there for sure.
Can you play that one more time? You got to play that one more time.
All right, Smithers, let's play that one more time.
One more time, Smithers. Come on.
All right, here
you
we go.
Do this.
Smithers. Okay.
I feel something emerge from my vagina.
I have cut the top of his penis.
Get me out of here!
Bad times in Oktoberfest.
Sounds like good times.
Some kind of party, I guess, huh? Oktoberfest? You never know what's going on.
They got crazy. They know how to party.
Definitely.
That's for sure.
Wow, that is good.
Navitas. Delicious and nutritious. A blend of cacao, koji, dates.
Whoa. Take it easy. There's no reason to say any vulgar. Oh, that's what it says.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Energizing chocolate berry bites contains 8 superfoods. It's really good.
Yeah, too bad we're not getting paid for any of this.
We're not. We're really not. We just genuinely love the product.
Yeah,
okay,
it's good
guys.
Stuff. Pick some up at your local grocery store.
Infrared cameras on the express lane.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
So I'm a Fast Track member. I have a transponder, and I get a notice from Metro Express Lanes. Telling me that, hey, you know, in a nutshell, and all their, you know, technical mumbo jumbo, legality, terminology, they say that they are going to incorporate new infrared cameras so they know exactly how many people are inside the vehicle versus what they had before was just, I don't know, some type of a frequency or something that passed by to be like, okay, I think the weight of the car, and I think you have maybe 2 people in, I don't know, but that people always change the little dial and they can put it to 3 even though they're only 1 person, and it's like you can get a disc, you know, it's like free or something because you have more carpool, and
yeah.
They don't know, they're just scanning the thing, mm-hmm. But now they're able to see how many people, so they know how many people were in this car. Oh, it's just you, but you're putting 3. Violation.
Okay.
Violation.
You can stop saying that now. Well, what's the fun in that is my question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the fun in that? Now I have to set it to the accurate number. You know what? Honestly, though, I am pretty good at setting it to the accurate number. However, sometimes I forget to change the numerical amount of the people, you know what I mean?
Violation.
And so it's, you know, because it's one of those things, sometimes you're in a rush, etc. It happens, obviously, and I don't want to be seen as what? I'm
violation.
Gosh, I guess it's come to this. So there, these infrared cameras are going to detect the amount of people in the vehicle. That is so TSA.
Isn't it?
It yeah. is really TSA. I mean, first, people were already upset when the express lanes were being built. Because I'm going to pay to drive on this road. That's yeah. what my tax dollars
exactly.
do already.
That's my tax dollars pay for. To open up more lanes right. and do some construction, do something. But now I got to pay money and pay money on top of getting a transponder for this whole thing.
And now
so
I got to be honest about how many people are in the car. I can't stick it to the man. Man, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate. But, oh well. I've been trying to avoid the fast track ever since you told me this.
Yeah.
I can't even look at it. It disgusts me.
Yeah, this sucks, assholes. What? TSA. That's what TSA stands for. This sucks, assholes.
Says who?
Says me. That's what TSA means.
You just made that up right now?
I just made it up.
That is so funny. Oh my gosh, that's really funny. But are you going to continue being a Fast Track Lane member?
Yeah, I probably am. Just because it's all part of, you know, I use it as a tax write-off and all.
What about the people? You know what? I think everyone should use it as a tax write-off.
I do. I've been doing it every single year.
Let's get on that, you guys. It's a tax write-off.
And don't get...
Don't accept no for an answer.
Violation. You don't need that.
Well, last Friday was a pretty interesting night for us.
Yeah, we had a good time.
No,
what did
I
we
mean...
do again?
No, I mean, it was a pretty interesting night, as in crazy.
Ooh.
So we went through this drive-thru. Now, it was at a Carl's Jr. I don't even eat from Carl's Jr. The only reason why we were there is because my mother wanted coffee. She
coffee.
Doesn't like McDonald's coffee. It's way too bitter. I mean, I don't know what they were doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
Carl's Jr. it's so fresh. She really likes the taste of it. So I'm in there only to get a cup of coffee, you guys. Just that.
Just that. In and out. Literally.
You'd think. I order. I'm obviously a quick order. I pull up. There's a car in front of us, right?
Couple cars. Uh-huh.
Yeah, about two. Next thing you know, the car ahead moves forward. They get their order, and then the car right in front of us moves forward to get their order. So it's only two people now waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes Psycho Tina. She is this crazy woman honking. She just pulls up after she orders. You know, there's like the little turn.
Yeah.
And she just honks and honks and honks and honks. And we're like, oh, my goodness. What the hell is her problem?
To be fair, you could have, you know, at least creeped up another couple feet because you were still, you know, you have to get really close to these cars, you know. So I think she just wanted you to just scoot up.
Are you serious right now?
No, I'm just teasing. No, she was going crazy. She was honking, and she was, and I turned around, and I wanted to film it, but I don't have much of an angle where I'm at. So I was just looking at her, and I'm just like, you know, you're going to get your food, fatty. Calm down. But come to find out,
when I finally pull up to the window to get the cup of coffee, the worker there, said she's just mad because she ordered jalapeno poppers and we're out of jalapeno.
Oh my gosh.
That's the only reason why this woman was going buzzer.
Why don't you got my poppers? My jalapeno poppers. What? What? Take this outside.
She was outside.
She was. Okay. Yeah. All right. As long as she's outside and not inside. Can you imagine if it happened inside?
Oh my gosh, those are the people that go crazy and attack the cashiers.
Yeah. Yeah. So we decided to make a little bit off this, and we call this jalapeno
Pop and Fury.
Pop and Fury.
Jalapeno Pop and Fury.
And we didn't really work out a title.
Yeah, we didn't really agree on one.
Yeah, but yeah, it's basically.
I don't get it.
Because you hate when I say basically.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to sing it. No.
Go ahead and play it.
All right, here we go. All right.
You could have given me a warning, but
yeah, sorry
that's
about
okay.
that. So these are all the clips, and I'm not too sure where they're at because I just kind of gather them all together and have my producer. Just give me a minute.
You're so out of shape. Chameleon is so out of shape.
What you talking about?
You have the heart of a 300-year-old, 300-pound man.
We have exactly. 3 seconds before. No. So we just made a bunch of little clips of all these people in fast food restaurants that just go crazy over the stupidest stuff. All right. So some of it, I can't blur it out.
Get to the point.
All right. Our producer didn't have much time to blurt all the F's and
Smithers,
all the F's.
Damn you, Smithers.
And the P's and the T's and all the plosives. All right.
Just play it.
Here we go. Oh.
There you go. I got it everything. I got everything.
She got everything.
Well, no, call him again.
Call him again. So what she's referring to, I'm just going to break this down
okay,
a little bit.
Ahead.
All right. So
explain.
I don't know where, I forget what they're at. And.
I think it was McDonald's.
Oh, there we go. I think we're just going to say that all of these are McDonald's.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But he was at McDonald's. And this homeless person was outside of the McDonald's. And I swear, I think he should be an MMA fighter. He should do something with those skills because go on YouTube and look up,
Stick to the start.
Anyways, all right, whatever. So he goes and he starts using his head. And that's what you're hearing, that bopping, that noise. He's hitting the window with his head and he breaks the glass. And then with his shin, or
the
elbows and the forearms here.
Patrick
he
does not know his anatomy.
I know my anatomy. Hey, I'm a chameleon here. I only have one solid
tail.
Anyways, and he's using his forearms and he's all boom, boom, boom. And the glass is just breaking. And then he picks up a brick and shatters the windows and he gets all into it. But that's pretty much what you're hearing.
Oh, that's the brick.
That was the brick.
Oh my goodness.
And that's his forearm.
Oh my gosh. As he's breaking through it.
Yeah, breaking through it.
What is he like on bath salts or something?
It could be. I mean, those people are indestructible.
Indestructible.
Indestructible. And indestructible.
And indestructible.
All right. Well,
we're
going to get to the next one.
I want to hear the next one. Now I'm
okay.
Now I'm
so now I think this person was on top of a McDonald's counter, and for some reason she just really wants this other person to go outside.
Bozo. Bozo. Bozo.
Come outside. Come outside. Come outside. Come outside.
I swear, I thought I heard her say come outside probably like 20 times.
Come outside. Come outside.
So, yeah.
It should be a song now.
I know. Come outside.
Come outside.
Bozo.
Come outside.
Bozo.
Come outside.
Come outside.
Come outside.
Bozo.
Come outside. Come
Bozo.
Outside.
Bozo.
Come outside.
Bozo.
Come outside.
Yeah.
Come outside.
You pussy ass bitch.
No, don't say that.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. Can't be saying that.
Stop. Next one.
So, next one.
Wait, where is this?
Okay. So I'm not too sure. Some of these were bad audio, but this customer
you think?
Was just asking a simple question or something like that, and the actual employee, which was the manager, was just flipping out and just getting mad. So this was reversed now. And now the employee, the manager, was the one that's just wanting him to just go outside. So we're following up with some more going outside. He's got all crazy. It was so funny. But if you listen,
closely, you can hear the ocean.
You can hear him take a mean poop in his pants because he was so scared. Nah.
Oh, I see a hummingbird outside. Oh,
okay.
Look at that. All
right. Right, no one can see this.
I can. There it goes.
Listen. So this guy who's in the McDonald's or Carl's Jr. or something, he's a millionaire. Did you know that? He's a millionaire because the manager was saying, "You homeless man, go outside." And the customer is like, "Homeless? I'm a millionaire, you MF-er." So I didn't know that. I didn't know millionaires go to McDonald's. That's funny.
I didn't know millionaires acted that way.
Yeah.
Hmm. To deal with it, all right?
You know what? You're treating these people.
My picture,
all right, so this guy is, I don't know if he's homeless or not, but he's just some crazy white guy. And he was just kind of being disrespectful to other people inside of the restaurant, and this guy's with the phone started to tell him off, and this is how it went.
To deal with it, all right?
You know what? You're treating
don't
these people.
My picture either.
You're treating these people
do
like they're lower than you.
Picture.
I'll do whatever I want. You're. Treat humans like people, and you won't have to worry
fuck
about being
you.
Called out.
Keep that on camera, asshole.
Look, fucking disgusting. Your mouth is a piece of shit. Look
yeah.
at you.
So
you should
your
be embarrassed.
When I fuck you in your ass, right?
Oh
whoa,
my gosh,
whoa,
wait,
whoa,
wait,
whoa,
wait.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Now this came. This, oh, I mean,
so...
I didn't mean came. Oh, jeez. Where is this going?
No,
oh,
no, no.
Man.
This is just. Let's cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
no
anyways, this it just got gay. It just got really weird. Yeah. I mean, not gay. But yeah, it did get kind of gay. It was just weird. I didn't know.
You're like, I don't mean it in a bad way.
But
wait a minute. Yes, it did get gay.
Yeah, it got real gay.
No offense to the LGBTQ.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But it got kind of.
It did. Yeah. Because it was, I thought they were going to go to a fight.
Right.
And I was like, yeah.
You know what is so, so dumb? Just whenever someone says, let's go outside or cash me outside, you know, like the cash me outside girl, the infamous cash me outside girl. You know, if you're going to fight someone, you're going to fight someone. Doesn't matter where and when. If you're really gonna
right.
do it, you're gonna do it right then and there. You're not gonna go with the take it outside, meet me behind the bungalows, you know,
yeah.
all that stuff. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
And first
if
of all,
not, just walk
I don't,
away.
The employee is not gonna get fired fighting a customer. First of all, he wants his job. He or she wants their job. They don't want to fight a customer, even though they probably want to, but they can't. Because they'll get fired and probably go to jail and all the other stuff. So no, they're not going to go outside and get killed, you know, and risk their lives over this loser who's like going crazy over him. So we got one more. This guy was upset.
No.
Just one more. It won't be long. But he basically was upset because his chicken didn't get delivered on time or something, you know,
oh,
and he was
goodness.
Just like, whoa, you know.
He's mad about his chicken.
Where's my chicken, bitch? My guess is it's in the back.
Oh my gosh.
So fuck you, you sawed off little bitch. And hey buddy, I'm not even gonna give you a rough time about being big.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Shit from some sawed off chick.
I've
bitch.
Heard enough.
Nope, it gets soft. It gets nice at the end.
Fucking 7-Eleven and the left you took to go to the back was the best left of your life. As for you, enjoy your chicken.
There you go. He had common courtesy. He was like, "How do you enjoy your chicken?" At the end, no. And then he's gonna go to 7-Eleven and have himself some burritos. I wouldn't trust those burritos. Just so you know.
No, yeah, I don't trust 7-Eleven food. Period. But you know what this reminds me of? Just
what's
the
that?
Way that the fast food has a hold on people where they act so irrational. It reminds me of this movie that I saw a few years ago called Branded with Lily Sobieski. And okay. It's about a man, divorced man, who goes on and he's trying to unlock what's really going on with all these fast food restaurants and the way that they promote it to people and how, you know, kind of our lives revolve around this type of food. And he goes into the spiritual journey and spiritual battle, and he discovers that for every person that eats Frankenfood, this GMO, you know, just...
Mm-hmm.
Unnatural, unhealthy food, a parasite, a spiritual, mental parasite is attached to them, like a demon almost.
Okay.
And that influences how they react and live their lives.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
That makes sense.
It's a really good movie, and, you know, obviously it's a bit sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
But it really did make me think, though. You know, it's not meant to be taken literally because it is a film, you guys. But it does make me think, you know, how these foods affect us and how we're not really able to think logically. How can you when you're eating? How can you have a pure thought when you're eating so impure?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. That makes sense.
When you're eating so unclean, you can't really think with a clean mind.
Clean conscience.
Right.
Mm.
So, you know, it begs the question. And
I'm
it just
so
makes
hungry
you think.
For some Carl's Jr. right now for some reason.
I'm not.
I want my chicken! I want my chicken salad!
Oh, please. Oh, jeez. Where am I? All right.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
To make matters
worse.
Let's move on. I had a great time on a nice little journey hike with my pops.
Nice. What'd you guys do?
We went on a hike. Have you not been listening? We went on a journey hike to find ourselves.
To find yourselves.
In our spiritual
journey.
No, we went towards like Mount Low, if you know where that's at.
Is it
Mount
low?
Wilson?
Is it low?
That was pretty high.
Mount Wilson, I'm familiar with Mount
yeah
Wilson.
Mount Wilson, yeah. Mount Low, Mount Disappointment, they're all like kind of like all around there.
There's also the Devil's Trail, but I believe that's actually in Mount Baldy, I believe. Anyways,
I don't know. My dad has this whole booklet about the whole hikes and the history behind it.
Mm, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, not really. But no, I'm just kidding. But it was cool. So we started off, it was just, I'll tell you, we started off like this, right? We're all just like, all right, let's go on a jog. Started off with the little hike. Everything was good. And then hours towards the end, we were like this.
Like half dead. Like the Walking Dead.
We were
yeah.
like the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And his hat was all backwards. Mine was all backwards. And we're interacting with some people and stopping people. And they didn't really want to stop. They just want to be like, hey, how you doing? Pass by.
Really?
And he was like, hey, do you know how far it is from this campground? You know, and this and that. He's all talking like this. He's like exhausted, sweating.
Aww.
And I was, it just looked funny.
Yeah.
Because they're all just kind of looking at him like, man, what the hell happened? Like, you know, because he was like, man, I'm... but it was just funny.
Kill?
Right.
Where is it? Where's the body?
And at the end, it was cool, though. We had a great hike, took lots of pictures and all that.
Good.
And it was pretty cool. And but we made a wrong turn. We made some turn that we were supposed to go somewhere.
Ooh, it's those wrong turns.
And it took an extra few hours to get back and this and that. But overall, it was good. Good exercise. And yeah, that's my journey.
Thank you for sharing that. Well, I know that you had a fun little Cajon jam about a week ago. That was fun. Yeah, we went to the release party of this artist who won a contest on...
Yes.
What is it?
Music Cash.
Music Cash.
Go to Music Cash.
Pop singer, of course.
Yeah.
And it was a fun little night. You know, not... Wasn't really a fan of the music, obviously,
right.
But it's always fun to, you know, be around music people.
That's right. Yeah, and at the end of her performance, I think she only did a single one song.
Yeah.
And she did her little performance, and at the end, I was going to do a little performance. I brought my cajon, and when the music's cracking and the DJ's doing his tens and twos and ones and ones and sixes or whatever it's called, I started to, you know, bust a little beat and on the cajon.
Play it for us.
Yeah. I wish I could, but do you have...
It's funny because you sent it to yourself not too long ago.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. I got it.
Is it coming? No. All right, just play
here,
it.
I'm going to play it.
Woo! And then here comes security.
People loved it.
The crowd went wild.
The crowd went wild, man. It was spectacular.
It was awesome, bro. No, it would have been awesome if the security guy actually picked me up and took me outside. And, but...
As you said, you take...
He couldn't take any bribes. No, I'm just kidding. But it was cool. You guys are going to check that out. We'll have that uploaded shortly and be able to enjoy that on
that was
my
fun.
Channel, your channel,
your
our channel,
channel. Whatever.
We'll have it up. We'll throw it
somebody's
out there,
channel. No, that was lots of fun, actually. And I love how you were almost going to get taken down by security. That's always fun.
Yeah, he was huge.
Yeah.
Tall, like 6'4", 6'5", or something. Yeah.
And you were still like, hey, you take this box, you take me, man.
That's right. This box belongs to me. I'm attached to it. And if not, I'm going to call the police. And there's a special place in hell for someone who takes my guitar, my guitar and my cajon.
No,
all right.
No. Well, that was a fun night, and
that was cool.
Yeah.
Do we have time for homeless?
Do we have time for? No, I don't think we do have time.
We got a minute.
Oh my gosh. Okay, tell them.
All right, let's just throw it out there.
Chameleon got in a fight with a homeless.
All right, I got in a fight with a homeless lady, and It wasn't my fault. But anyways, in a nutshell. She had this huge cart. She was blocking. I like to go and
green. You like to go green.
Yeah,
sometimes.
She was blocking. And I think I did mention this, but she was blocking. I pushed her cart.
Blocking?
She was blocking the pathway. And the next stop, I went over and I pushed
her
cart.
Everyone wanted her out. She was cursing everyone out.
Yeah.
The woman had alcohol in her breath.
That's right. So I pushed her out. I think she fell. And then all her beer spilled everywhere. And she got released. And then what happened with you now? With the homeless and...
No.
No?
Four homeless men were bludgeoned to death in New York.
I had nothing to do with that.
No, I know you didn't.
I didn't do that. I just pushed a homeless lady, and I didn't even mean to. I just like went to push her cart.
She got crazy though. She went to try to kick
you. She bruised my leg. She tried to kick me, and I just roundhoused her. You know, I did some kung fu stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
And then this one lady that didn't know what was going on was like, she has the right to have her cart here.
I know.
Like, shut up, lady.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
The way that this woman has been disturbing everyone else on the train.
Well, that is all we have. I tell you, we compact everything into one show. We don't even have much time to go on all the rest of the stuff that we're going to talk about. But anyways.
That's pretty much it, though.
Thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show. And remember, if your jalapeno poppers are all gone, jam on!
Have a strange night. Have a strange day.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.